The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, beautiful spirits. Welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. I'm very excited about tonight's episode because I have someone very special joining us. I have Eva Marquez, and Eva is an author and a channeler, and she's written the book, Activate Your Cosmic DNA. This episode is going to open your heart, open your mind, and for many of you, if not all of you, you're going to leave this episode feeling as if you're home. I cherish this moment with you because I know that many of you, myself included, have come to a point in your journey, either today or 10 years ago, or perhaps in the future, where you have felt that you know there's more to you, but you can't put your finger on what that is. And this book, this beautiful light being that you're about to meet in this podcast, has that missing piece for you. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Eva is a spiritual counselor, soul healer, teacher, and writer. In her spiritual work, she utilizes her Pleiadian energy. She remembers the language of light along with many other ancient soul memories and works with her guides, the lights of the universe. They are a collective group of light beings from various star nations, including Pleiades. And Eva and her guides assist starseeds to remember past life memories on Earth and beyond to activate their sleeping cosmic DNA and to connect them with their soul family. Eva's mission is to help starseeds adjust to their human bodies so they can carry out their life purposes to assist humanity in becoming a multidimensional race, as well as preserving Earth for future generations. Eva has written this amazing book called Activate Your Cosmic DNA, a guide to recognizing your starseed lineage and awakening the unique gifts inherited from your cosmic family. Eva, welcome to Angel Talk. I'm so just grateful to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here, Rachel. Thank you.
Tell us about this wonderful book.
So this book is the collection of the memories of the six star nation, of those that we most usually talk about. They connected with me one by one in the different various time, and they wanted to share with me the memories of the life that we had on those, in those constellations on some particular planet. And these memories were meant to share with people on Earth to help them to remind them that there are them that once upon a time, long time ago, they live on those planets and they decided to journey, come down here. And eventually they forgot of who they are. And today they call themselves lightworkers or starseeds or being very different and not understanding who I am. And this book is meant to help everybody to remember home.
Oh, that's beautiful. I mean, we were talking before we began recording that that's the story of us and a lot of people. We began somewhere else and now we're here and we've forgotten where we're from.
Absolutely. We are here for the thousands of years. Some of us came in the ancient Lemuria, some joined in the Atlantis, and some joined in the ancient Egypt after that post-cataclysmic way when the Atlantis and all the old parts have been destroyed. And for a long time, we remember who we are, and we wanted to assist humanity in the evolution. And eventually, we became the humans, and we have forgotten. And now it's time to remember again and find our journey back home.
Do you know what made us forget who we are?
I think that eventually the human incarnation made us forget. Well, my theory is that sometime around, my theory is this one. Soul family comes together and incarnate in the biggest synchronicity every 2,000 of years. Last time we have done this was around the time of the Jesus Christ, Mary of Magdala, in the time of the ancient Essenes. And then we needed to carry on this for 2,000 more years to help again to humanity on their evolving journey. And I think that in about past 1,000 of years, we really fell into this huge amnesia because life has been so difficult. We have been going through these dark ages and very difficult times that have not been supportive to the soul family or to us here on the earth who are helping and assisting one another. And trauma that happened to us eventually became so horrible that our soul decided that it will hide somewhere inside and it would rather wait than be and participate in what it is that it's supposed to do.
So we took that part of us that's so light-filled and holy, and we packed it inside because of trauma?
Yes, because of trauma that we went as the ancient Cathars, the trauma that we were called the witches, and voluntary burn on the stalks and drawn into water. All those traumas eventually make us the hide of who we are, because every time you were born in the past several hundred of years, let's say in that 1,000-year window, every time you have opened your abilities or your light to shine and you make the change, you were accused of something wrong. And I think that the biggest problem in the awakening now is the people remembering to being killed, to being hunted, to being punished for who they were. And literally that memory is only in somewhere 1,000-year span. Of course, there's been, you know, the issues before, some here and there, but I would say 1,000 year has been the most difficult years for the soul family.
Well, that resonates so much with me as I hear you say that, because even now when I hear myself saying to a client, this is your soul origin, embrace it, let that digest, as the healer speaking those words, I even find myself stiffening and guarding myself a bit as I say to them, you are a star seed, you are a Pleiadian, as if they're going to laugh. Or I'm vulnerable saying this. I'm even scared as the one sharing that beautiful news for fear of feeling shame. It is very vulnerable.
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
And it is.
I think that's really what happened in those, you know, again, in that 1,000 year of the time frame, because every time you said something like that, it was hats off, and that's where you are. So we have been severely punished for who we are. Now, if you really look at it back, I would think that, at least I believe so, that Essenes have been star seeds. If you're gonna look back into the ancient Egypt, they have been the star seeds, and they are proven links that they have learned one from the other. And so, because we know that lineage was meant to be completely wiped off or was not supported in the grow into the future by those who just didn't wanted us to grow into the future. So how else would you suppress that? If somebody told you, I don't want you to talk about this, I don't want you to talk about the Pleiadian, and you says, yeah, but in your secret circle, you will always do. But the things, what I was shown about from the Pleiadians, especially about the witch trials, and this is interesting because I didn't always, you know, I don't believe everything, and I always encourage everybody to explore what you are receiving and what you are reading, what you are hearing. It's not just, you know, to blindly go and follow, really explore it, how it resonates with you and if it make a change what you are hearing. So exploring the time of the witch trials and my personal death, what happened to me, really brought me back into those memories when Pleiadian said, he says, look, they would not just kill you. Because you says, okay, you know, I'm a light being in the human body. I'm going to die and I'm going to go back into another incarnation and try again. But if you are a mother and they kill your children in the front of you, if they torture them in the front of you, if they go and kill the whole village, you will think about it twice in the next and next and next lifetime that you are a Pleiadian. And as somebody, you know, who's come from the star family, you definitely have a healing abilities. You have a prophetic abilities. You have a lot of kind of the abilities. You have an ability to suppress that soul's energy inside of you. So if you know that you are stuck in the incarnation for, I think we were meant to finish until the end of the Mayan times, that was sort of, you know, like our assigned time. Mm-hmm. You know that maybe it's better for everybody around you to suppress that and be afraid of who you are, because who you are is harming to everybody around you, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And I always tell my clients, let's start observing this. How who you are can be harming everybody around you. How come when you talk to the angels or the Pleiadians or helping the people heal, how come you are the one who harming everybody around you? Who made you believe that? Well, those from the other side made you believe that. So you are so scared and so afraid or so angry that you suppress it inside of you. So then one day when you awaken in that end of the times of the Maya and you're supposed to shine and bring the light on and help to remember the soul family, like, oh, there's a train that leads home, that you'll be so afraid that you'll be ridiculous, that you'll be killed, that your family gonna get harmed, and there's so much on that you will never do that.
That's fascinating. And so true. Goodness. Eva, I would like to read what I believe is the inside book cover, the description of the book, and then we'll get into some questions, all right? So this is
absolutely
book description from the press releases. It's just so good. In this spiritual guide, Eva Marquez explains how to discover your starseed lineage and activate your cosmic DNA. She presents in-depth teachings and channeled wisdom from the six star nations, the Pleiades, Sirius, Andromeda, Centaurus, Epsilon, Eridani, and Lyra. You will learn about your cosmic family's lives in the stars, their home worlds, and who they are. Pleiadians are soul healers with a frequency of unconditional love. Sirians are knowledge keepers. The Akashic Records and the Library of Light are kept in Sirius B. Andromedans are healers and scientists. They understand the physical matter of the body. Lyrians are wise elders. They are the grandfathers of the science of DNA and the physical matter of, and the creators of hybrid star beings. Centurions are optimistic young warriors who can fix any problem. And Epsilonians are master mediators who can easily function in the fifth dimension. They bring logic of the heart and, like Pleiadians, healing to the soul. As you read about the star nations, you will automatically attune to their energies. When you connect with your ancestral star nation, you may experience the sudden awakening of ancient memories, and your spiritual DNA will be activated. Eva includes energy exercises and guided meditations specific to each star family to help activate your spiritual DNA and awaken the light codes embedded within you. By activating your starseed ancestry and reconnecting to your soul family, you help transform the frequencies of fear into love and reignite the cosmic ascension process. Eva, may I ask you some questions?
Oh, absolutely.
Are ancient aliens our ancestors?
Yes, in my belief, they are our ancient ancestors.
So do we all have extraterrestrial DNA?
Yes, but let me elaborate here for a little bit. So let's imagine this so we can understand how, what is the difference between that extraterrestrial DNA that we have. Actually, what is the difference is how old you are in your soul. But again, this is how I explain it to usually my students and my clients. Imagine there's a globe of the light beyond this universe that we would call God or the source. And that globe of the light is the collective energy of the souls. And once a while, the group of the souls disconnect themselves from this globe and they go explore. And of course, there are many different universes to explore. And our soul group and everybody who's here were fascinated about this kind of the universe that presents the teaching of duality. And so we came here in the different time frame. And I know we speak that the time doesn't exist, but from our Earth point of view, it does exist because we have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We do have a time. So let's look at it in that way. So they come here under this soul groups would come to this universe in a different time. So the soul group that we call today star seeds, who are here on the Earth, which means that they travel through this universe long before they came on the Earth. So they came with this globe of the light as the soul, and they find this mind consciousness and became fascinated to join with this mind consciousness and create body and create and co-create life on many different constellations and the planets in this universe. And so our group, the starseed group, have been slowly descending and landing on these planets and become absolutely fabulous and advanced until they found the Earth. And they came to the Earth, and that's what we will call our ancient ancestors. So we are literally our ancient ancestors. And we came to the Earth, and we believe we found the Earth, but I think the Earth really found us to teach us about the duality and about learning to have a beautiful harmony between that mind and soul consciousness. Now, when we have discovered the Earth, there was already animal life on Earth. Earth was already growing and thriving, but it was in more on those, you know, beginner kind of the stage. And so animal life come from the same soul group as we do. They just choose to have this free fall from this globe of the light, let's say all the way to the Earth. And I mean, there are different planets that would be like that as well. So as we have chosen slowly descend and land and grow, they wanted to land from the bottom up. So we all have this curiosity how it's going to be. So again, they didn't go into, you know, to be the aliens. They says, ooh, let's go to the Earth and be the animal who gonna grow and evolve. Well, as we know the story, eventually these ancient aliens have helped to upgrade the primate DNA with the extraterrestrial DNA. And that makes us all humanity to have extraterrestrial DNA. But again, the difference is if your soul is here from the beginning of the time and you started as an animal and a primate, your evolution have been speed up through the extraterrestrial DNA, and then you were evolving on that line. If you are an extraterrestrial being living in the human body and you consider yourself starseed, that means that you have a memory of a life prior to the Earth. Your extraterrestrial DNA, it's, let's call it, ahead of time, because you already had all that evolution and you're just trying to remembering it faster. So there's a time difference in that extraterrestrial DNA and its evolution. Does that make sense?
Yes. So what are star seeds? And can I ask, am I a star seed?
Oh, you definitely are a star seed. I cannot even pretend that I know which one you are because we talked about it before.
Right, I know.
So I know that you are Epsilonian star. Yeah. I hope it's okay to say it out loud.
Yes, you can.
Definitely a friend with Pleiadian. So we must have been friends prior here. And again, our memories are off planetary memories. And let's say, you know, we would have a friends who are, you know, starting to awaken, remembering, but they don't have, you know, they have that love for the maybe alien life and for the evolution and innovation and technology and all that exciting stuff. But their memories are completely only Earth-like or from Earth. We all have a capabilities. I think that's what extraterrestrial DNA have done for us, you know, to develop our extra sensories and our abilities, our healing abilities and so much on, but they just don't have a memories and we have a memory. So like you and I, we can say, oh, and the time when we're having a tea on that Epsilonian spaceship and we're looking down to the Earth, how fabulous it is. And then Pleiadian says, don't worry, we're going to teach, okay? And if we forget Epsilonians, please, would you come and just like negotiate and help us to remember? What we did.
Beautiful, beautiful. Eva, where can people find your book?
So my book can be found on my website, evamarquez.org. It can also be found on the Amazon, in the all major bookstores, of course, at the Inner Tradition, my publishing house. So if you go on my website, there's a list. There are several links to the all publishers or to the all places where you can buy it.
Oh, wonderful. And for those of you listening, I'm going to spell out Eva's website for you. So it's www.evamarquez.org. And then the publisher website is innertraditions.com. And then, of course, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, Simon & Schuster. And you can find, wow, there's lots of places you can find this book. And how can people get a hold of you, say, for a session?
Thank you for mentioning all those places. And for the sessions from my website, evamarquez.org.
Oh, how fun that would be.
Yes. Yes. And I also have, if I can say, I'll have a very active YouTube channel where you can find a lot of free meditations. I'm actually planning to record a few meditations from this book to assist you on your journey, because I think it definitely, you know, it's fun and it helps. So it's Eva Marquez on the YouTube. And yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. I cannot wait for all of you listeners to get this book. And, you know, my listeners here, you know that if you go to the Mind Body Spirit app, there's that microphone icon and you can leave a message. And if you'd like to leave Eva a message about her book, I'll make sure she gets it. Or you can email me, or I know you can get a hold of Eva directly here on her website. You can certainly do that. But if you wanted to send her a message through me, I will make sure she gets that. So don't hold back, because I know a lot of you are going to be abuzz with questions. Please get her book. And as always, if anyone wants to create a book club or something and you'd like some help facilitating that, we can always create a Facebook group or something to do that. So I'd like to thank Eva Marquez for being our guest today. Please find Activate Your Cosmic DNA, a guide to recognizing your starseed lineage and awakening the unique gifts inherited from your cosmic family. Eva, you are a light-filled being, such a love. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Anna. Thank you for mentioning about all those messages. You know, guys, I would really, really love to hear them.
That'd be fun. Yes. So please reach out, everyone.
And I'm here to encourage you and help you on your journey as much as you want and need. And I always welcome the messages what to create for the YouTube channel, so everybody has access to this wonderful, wonderful information. Thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you for everything you are doing. You are a beautiful light being, and I feel like you are the light sister. So nice to be connected again.
Thank you. That means so much. Friends, as we go into this week, I've pulled some cards to give you some love. And as we channel the consciousness, the angels, the lights of the universe, we know that the angels know how to pull a message that is timely for us today or anytime we listen to it. I have three messages in front of me, and the first one is about light. And this makes me smile in my heart because I didn't know we would be talking about light so much this evening when I'm recording this with Eva. And yet, they did, and this light is an acknowledgement from Spirit that you are light. We are light, and it's an encouragement for you to own that. This is what you're made of, and that you have the ability to shine your light to others and to receive light. It is reciprocal. As much as you give out, you will receive it back. And this is an acknowledgement from your team, your guides, that this is what you are made of. So stretch this light, love this light, let it fill you up. The next message is about emerging. Let your soul origin, let your gifts, let your love emerge. Are you cocooning now? How lovely. Are you out of that cocoon? Are you letting your wings dry, ready to lift off? How wonderful. Let yourself emerge, whatever state you find yourself in. Allow yourself to take off. You are supported. And if you find yourself on this journey without a lot of human support, say to your team, I'm ready for more support, and open your heart for those people, your coven, your sisterhood, your chosen family to come to you, because the universe will support you. And always you have the consciousness, you have the angels to support you. So open up your heart and be ready. It's time to emerge. And the final card tonight is the healing card. It is time to accept healing because you are safe, just like Eva told us. In this lifetime, you can be at one with who you are because this is not a time where you will be traumatized for your identity. No, you are safe. You are empowered to be who you are and to grow into it. Welcome home to you. My friends, if you would like to get in touch with me, I invite you to my website, rachelcorpus.com, or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram, Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator, or Angel Talk with Rachel. You can download the free Mind Body Spirit FM app and click that microphone and send me a 30-second note or send one to Eva if you'd like. And I'd like you to hear, if you haven't heard it this week, you are so loved. I love you, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
I'm Laura Worcester, host of the Intuitive Life Podcast. As an intuitive medium and teacher working with the world of spirit, I love to share the peace that comes with the awareness that our departed loved ones are still with us. And I also love to help people explore what it means to live an intuitively led life. Start listening now on mindbodyspirit.fm or wherever you get your podcasts.